the BTSE 365 podcast.
What's happening? It's the BTSE 365 podcast. Y'all know what it is. If you don't know what it is, if you didn't know, now you know. You did. Look, I'm not going to hold y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in. However you tuning in. Whenever you tuning in. Today's a special day. On this day in 1956 in Ripley, Tennessee, the vessel that helped bring me into this world, she was born. And when I say that, I'm speaking of my mother, the late Betty Jean Holloway Taylor. So this was for her. I always do one every year since she's been gone and I've been podcasting or blogging. I dedicate the birthday show to her. So that's what it is. I dedicate my life to her on a daily, but on today, the show is just for her. This one's for her. But I won't prolong y'all, man. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope everybody's been living well. If you hadn't, get your life right now. Get your life right. But we not gonna play around today. First things first. NFL free agency, man, it's jumping. It's Tampa season. You know, unlike the NBA, it ain't nobody really tripping because everybody already know come Wednesday when the new league year start, all the stuff y'all been hearing about being reported, it's going to happen. You know, they've come to an agreement. They just got to wait until that day to sign the paperwork. That's it. The Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, headed to Kansas City. It's going to be something serious if Eric Berry healthy. Ooh-wee. There's going to be something to look out for. That right there, that's going to be nice. Terrell Suggs, he left Baltimore. Say he going to Arizona. Okay. 49ers signed Quan Alexander. Now, he only played in 6 games for the Buccaneers this past season, but he was a Pro Bowler in 2017. He tore his ACL. I don't know what the hell be up with the 49ers getting all these ACL players. Oh, he tore his ACL? It's okay. Jerry McKinnon tore his ACL right before the preseason. Jimmy G tore his ACL in week 3. Quan Alexander tore his ACL in week 6. You might as well call us the ACL boys. Like, that's what the 49ers are, the ACL boys. You tear your ACL, you got a chance of playing again, at least for San Francisco. Now, the biggest news over the past weekend was business started booming in the Bay Area. And I ain't talking about the 49ers. I'm talking about the other team across the Bay, Oakland. They sent a 3rd-round and a 5th-round pick to the Steelers for A.B. Antonio Brown got his wish. Got a new team, reportedly got a new deal, 3 years, $50 million. So it's pretty much like they traded for him, scratched the old contract that he had with the Steelers, and they added 50-something mil, and I think it's, what, $30 million guaranteed? Is he worth that? Of course he is. Does that normally happen? Not necessarily, but this is a different beast. You're looking at the most productive receiver during his time in the league. You can put Larry Fitzgerald up there. You can put Julio Jones up there. You can put a few top-notch wide receivers out there. But during his 9-year career with the Steelers, it's going to be hard for me to argue against him as being the best one in the league. It's just hard, man. The numbers don't lie. Now, was he force-fed a lot by being... You can be the judge of that, man. There was a lot of targets thrown his way, but he caught a lot of passes. Caught a lot of balls, even with being double-teamed. He just found a way to get open. He's a hard worker. The hardest working receiver in the league from the reports that I've read and been hearing about over the last few months since he's been asking to get out of Pittsburgh. Now business booming in Oakland. You got Derek Carr, been needing the number one receiver. Him and Amari Cooper had one good year together. Now, will AB come over and solve all of Oakland's problems? Of course not. They still ain't got no edge rusher. They just traded an offensive lineman. Now, they did go out and get another offensive lineman. They traded one. I believe they traded for another one. So, a lot of rumors out here, speculation. Are they going to get Le'Veon? But they Slick ain't got no money. They ain't got enough money to make that type of play. So, with those three first-round draft picks, Chucky and Mike Mayock finna have to get real creative. Whoever the best pass rusher is available at that number, five pick, I think? Number four, somewhere in there. They're going to have to try to snatch him. Now, will Josh Allen be available? Joey Bosa? I doubt it. If San Francisco doesn't trade that number two pick to get Odell Beckham Jr., if it's a lot of ifs in this now, because Arizona would have to go out here and draft Kyler Murray. If they draft Kyler Murray number one, San Francisco, if they have the number two pick, no way they're passing up Joey Bosa. Ain't no way. Just no way. So, Oakland's about to have to get real creative with these three draft picks, man, because they got to build a team around AB and Derek. Like, he ain't going to Oakland to keep losing, I hope. I hope he feel like they can win, but the AFC West ain't no hoe. Man, they ain't no hoe. Now, it was chirps about him going to Buffalo. We know damn well he would have retired if he would have went to Buffalo. Like, he would have quit for real. All that shit he was talking on that interview when he said, man, I don't need nothing else from football and all that. Oh, it would have got tested then. Oh, yeah, it definitely would have got tested then. Like, Buffalo? Chunk up the deuces. I'm staying in Florida. Like, miss me with all that. But lucky for him, he going to Oakland. It's a lot of people excited to see him. But will they win? Like I mentioned at the top, man, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, he gone to Kansas City. That's the AFC West. The Chargers was just in the playoffs last year. They still got Derwin James. They still got a solid defense. One of the top corners is coming back from an injury. Come on now. Come on now. Denver is Denver. Who's the quarterback out there now? Oh, yeah, Joe Flacco. Okay. The defense, questionable. They got Chris Harris out there still. But they've been questionable, man. So it's not a weak division. That's all I'm saying. The AFC North, it was pretty much Ravens and Steelers. Now, you out there in the AFC West. It's been Chiefs and Chargers. Can Oakland make enough noise to knock on that door and knock it down? I mean, the Chargers ain't like no world beaters or nothing, so it ain't like they can't be overthrown, but it's the Chargers. We shall see. We shall see. I'm happy for him, though. He got his money, got his new team. He's been all over IG, acting a fool. But that just goes to show you, a lot of these people on TV, these talking heads, AB want this money. Ain't nobody going to pay him. Don't nobody want to pay him. Don't nobody want to play with him. Don't nobody want to coach him. He's a problem. He shouldn't be saying this and saying that. He's weakening his... No, he wasn't weakening his market. He was weakening the Steelers' market. He was weakening what they could get. They had a third and a fifth round pick for arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. Yeah, he 30. Don't matter. All pro receiver. We had 6-7 Pro Bowls under his belt. Respect the man. Just saying. Now the NFL, like I said, it's free agent time. A lot of moving parts. Nick Foles got a 4-year, $88 million deal from the Jacksonville Jaguars. I repeat, Nick Foles got a 4-year, $88 million deal with the Jags. Now, we all know what that means. Blake Bortles, you find yourself in the unemployment line, you might get picked up by the Bills or the Colts as a backup, or I don't know, the Dolphins might want to give you a try. I don't know. I mean, you got options, but your days as a starter in the NFL are definitely gone. Anytime a team signs you to a 2-year, $50 million deal, or a 3-year, however much it was, think it was like a 3-year, $50 million deal. He had like 20 mil guaranteed. Yeah. Didn't they say, we don't want you no more. Yeah, we don't really want you no more. So that right there alone should tell you, yeah, this ain't going to work out, my guy. This ain't going to work out. Nick Foles, though, $88 million, and then it was reported it could go up to like $102. That's a lot of paper, boy. That's what them Super Bowls can do for you. My guy went from saying he wanted to quit. He was thinking about retiring. To cashing in, breaking the bank. I ain't mad at you, Nick. I ain't mad at you at all. Now, the NBA, let's talk about the NBA a little bit here. Because I've been peeping game. You know, I talk about the Lakers every week. But hold on. I'm sorry. No disrespect to those who got traded and then got cut. Where are my manners? DeSean Jackson going home, technically. Something like that. His first NFL team, he back in the NFC East. He back with those Eagles, just like he wanted. He got traded to the Eagles. I think the Eagles gave up a 6th-round pick this year and a 7th-round pick next year. He 32, but he's still probably top 3, top 4 easily deep threats in the league. Easily. Now, the Bucks didn't really want to give him up, but he wasn't happy. They wasn't winning. Why not get something for him? They did right by him. He got at least 2 or 3 good seasons left in him. He don't take a lot of big shots, a lot of big hits. So I'm happy to see him get back in Philly when Chip Kelly got rid of him bogusly anyway. Shout out to Frank Gore, man. I don't know how many kids or issues. Let me not put that out there. Hold on. Maybe he just loved playing football. Let me not be one of them bogus-ass people down in my guy, because he playing for $2 million in New York this year. He signed a 1-year, $2 million deal to play for the Bills, where he's going to. I'm sorry, that just... He healthy, yes. Can he still contribute? Yes, but... If I'm anybody, if I got any type of market, I'm just not going to Buffalo. They got to pay me a minimum of $5 million just to go to Buffalo. It's Buffalo, New York. It's Buffalo. Come on, G. I guess. Now, the wide receiver market, it was something else, but these DBs, Landon Collins got a 6-year, $88 million deal, $45 million guaranteed with the Redskins. That was big. That was big. And he's staying in the NFC East, so Giants gonna have to see him twice a year. Mm-mm. Now, with all this money being thrown around, Earl Thomas still ain't got paid. Earl Thomas still looking for, they talking $14 million, but I'm telling you right now, San Francisco, do some due diligence. Don't waste money on Le'Veon Bell. Get this defense shored up, man. When we were going to the NFC Championship game and made a run for the Super Bowl, our offense was cool, but our defense was like the shit. Like, our defense was the business. For real, for real. So, get Earl Thomas now. We should have drafted him out of college, but we ended up getting TJ McDonald from USC that year. I'd never let that down. That's Trent Baalke, man. Trent effing Baalke. But it's still some talent out there, man. It's still some talent. Trey Flowers ended up going to, he elected to go to Detroit. They agreed to a 5-year deal, I think. And that right there is an under-the-radar deal because he's matched back up, or paired back up with Matt Patricia. That was his D coordinator for a couple years there in New England. So he going to a familiar face, well, to a familiar defense, which you can't blame him. So people got money to throw around. Let's see who's going to start biting, who's going to start catching. Some names are still, like C.J. Mosley hasn't signed yet. I'm ready to see where he's going to go. Tyrell Williams from the Chargers. Supposedly, you know, going to have a good market out there for him. We're going to see. Breshawn Perriman. He's still out there as a corner. Eric Weller ended up signing with the Rams. So, you know, dominoes are falling out there. It's just about how they falling, where they falling. And like I said, now I'm going to move on. Now I'm going to move on to the NBA. Because L.A. pretty much to let us know they done trying to make it to the playoffs. LeBron on the minutes restriction. Lonzo Ball ain't coming back this year. Played 52 games last year, 47 games this year. I mean, hey, maybe he just don't want to play for Luke. Maybe after they fire Luke and they hire whoever they going to hire, he going to be a good player, all of a sudden. We going to see. We going to see. But hell, he might not be around to even, you know, play for another head coach at the Lakers because they still trying to trade him this summer. But I don't think the Pelicans going to really trade for anybody. Like, I don't think they want the Lakers to have Anthony Davis now. They'd rather trade him anywhere but there and let him possibly change his mind and stay wherever he get traded or choose another team in 2020. They doing everything they can not to give the Lakers Anthony Davis, all because Rich Paul thought it was cool to put it out in the open. Dumbass, you got a little too arrogant with that part of it. But hey, it's pretty much like a situation where LeBron finna sit back. He finna record Space Jam 2 this summer. Finna get his life right. He finna relax. Ain't no playoff basketball for Bron. Then next year, you know, he gonna have to make some believers out of everybody again. That's all it is. But he is 34. That's NBA ball, 16 years. It takes a toll on you, man. But he's still averaging 27, 7, and 8. But it's just the defensive intensity that hadn't been there for the last 2 years, 3 years. And this year, all the finger points, bro, you shooting like 60% from the free throw line, too. Like, let's not forget that. Like, come on, G. Get your shit together, man. Did you come here to barbecue a meal, dude? Can't blame everybody. Yeah, your numbers are there, but you can inflate numbers. Numbers do lie sometimes. He is might be flogging right now, in my humble opinion. Then you look around and the Clippers still in the playoffs right now. They still fighting to make it to the playoffs. And y'all out here, well, I ain't gonna say bullshit. He missed 18 games. Lonzo missed damn near half the season. So, you know, now my boy Brandon Ingram had a blood clot. He's not playing no more this year either. And that's serious. It's in his shoulder, I believe, but it's not as serious as what the Chris Bosh situation was, but it's still a blood clot. Like, it's life-threatening. So, got to keep an eye on that, too. It's a lot of things, man. It's a lot of things going on around that franchise that it just don't look good. The optics of it just ain't right. I like using that word a lot, but y'all understand the optics just ain't right. Reports coming out saying that people around the team wanted them to re-sign Brook Lopez and Julius Randle, but Magic wasn't paying no attention to him, which his ass should have been, because I was just watching him this year, I'm like, why wouldn't you re-sign Brook Lopez? Why wouldn't you give Julius Randle a one-year deal? But you went out there and got an older Michael Beasley because he's supposedly a quote-unquote playmaker. Look, yes, LeBron won a ring in Cleveland by helping manufacture a team, by getting him Kevin Love and not having Andrew Wiggins. Okay. Kyrie was already there. Tristan Thompson was already there, even though he got him re-signed. He got his boy J.R. Smith in there. But let's not act like LeBron James GM of the year now. Let's not act like that. When they won down there in Miami, it wasn't a bunch of his guys there. Pat Riley didn't let him run the show. He didn't let him get his coach fired. It worked, didn't it? So, let's just calm down on all that, man. LeBron got to build his own team. You got Michael Beasley when you could have tried to negotiate something with Julius Randle. He signed a one-year deal in New Orleans. Now he finna break the bank this summer. Make sure you can go out there and try to get your boogie cousin. You can try. See what happens. He in Cali. He'd have been in Sacramento. He'd have been in Oakland. He probably want to go to L.A. too. Who knows? Because you damn sure ain't getting Kawhi. Damn sure ain't getting Kevin Durant. You might can get you Jimmy Butler, and you might can get you Kyrie. Might can get you Kyrie. Maybe. Because we shall see. Because, dude, we know. I honestly don't think he re-signed in Boston. I don't care how much money Danny A is throwing at him. I just don't see it. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Now, sometimes I'm watching these games and I'm seeing how stuff is playing out. And the Warriors, man, they look fragile. They look not fragile. Fragile isn't the word. They look fractured. You know, look a little fractured. And I don't think that's going to stop them from winning a championship. But I know they look a little fractured. Some just look a little off with them. KD, everybody kind of got the feel like KD ain't coming back. He just in here right now. He just playing ball. He ready to go do something else now. Okay, cool. It's Klay and Steph team anyway. And Steve Kerr said the other night, I'm getting tired of Draymond shit. But you can feel that, man. Draymond mad after every foul. He don't think he ever done nothing wrong. Hell yeah, he tired of Draymond shit. I'm tired of Draymond shit too, hell. Tell him again, Steve. But KD, he's probably gone. Probably. I give it like a 70% chance that he gone. Then he got hurt the other night. They lost to the Suns. What's his name? Klay said the fans could be more into the game. It was just a lot of little stuff. Is Draymond going to get, traded this summer? I feel like it could happen. Like that right there could really, really happen, especially if they don't win the championship. If they don't win, shit, hell. I don't think they're going to lose, but I'm just saying, if they don't win, who knows? Because that team over there in Toronto, man, they pretty good. That team in Milwaukee, they pretty good, but they not championship-level teams yet. Like Toronto got all they got. Like, they not going to get no better. Kawhi going to be gone this summer, not next summer, this summer. So they all in. They got Marc Gasol. They got Kyle Lowry. They got Danny Green still. They got Kawhi. They trying. They got Ibaka. They trying. But I don't think they can beat the Warriors in a 7-game series. Even though Kawhi a bad mother. You know, he a bad mother for real. But I can see them going to the finals this year. The Bucks are something serious, but they not ready yet. Not just yet. Chris Middleton is a good number two. Now, see, that's who y'all got to watch out about going to L.A. You can name all these big-name players all you want to. But if the Lakers can get Chris Middleton, they add a real good shooter with LeBron. Like, without trading anybody. He a free agent. Without trading anybody. You bring him in there, now you got something with what you got already. If the kids stop pouting here, the grown men stop pouting and get over that shit. Oh, yeah, man, last week, shout out to DJ Coop, man, and the whole Slept On Music group. Put on a damn good showcase last week at Panobi's out in Goodlettsville. Shout out to the Burial Boys out of Memphis. They got first place on that jump. They got a placement in the SAE Awards this past Sunday. So I know that was pretty tucked up. The whole SOMG family over there. Shout out to Rifle. pretty good show. Damn good show. All the artists, man, they all put on a real good show, man. Them folks showed up and showed out. Spring. This weather in Nashville, boy, I tell y'all. It's sunny one day, cloudy, and misty the next day, I tell you. It's just, I'm serious. I'm ready for baseball season, I mean, personally. Ready for my Red Sox to get back out there, defending that championship, do what we do, win the AL East again, you know, nothing major. Light work. Real light work. What else, man? What's coming up in this entertainment-ish? Oh, man, Billions. My show Billions on Showtime. Come back on Sunday. Come back on Sunday. So that's going to be the business. Good business. We got a good fashion show coming next Saturday the 23rd to Ripley, Tennessee at the Little Theater. Get in my boy DJ Big Hen for your tickets right now. Find them on Instagram, DJ Big Henny, Facebook, DJ Big Henny. So, Fam O-N-T, what's up? Ambition Foundation, that's the fam right there. Shout out to Upkeep Ads, that's mobile advertising. You can get at them on Facebook, Upkeep Ads, that's right. It's a digital world, man. It's a new way to do a lot of things out here instead of just having your regular flyers up and billboards. Get you a mobile design, man. Get you a mobile billboard up there. Mobile advertising. That's the wave. You dig? That is the wave. Oh, shout out to Jenny's Ice Cream in the Farmer's Market. Whew, best ice cream I ever had in my life. Also, shout out to two Peruvian chefs. They was in the Nashville Farmer's Market over the weekend. Fire steak tacos, y'all. Fire. Also, shout out to my boy Raphael over there at the 3-point conversion down in the A. Let's do business. Let's work. Any truckers out there, y'all need to get in my boy Sid from Sid X Logistics. That's right, Sid from Sid X Logistics. Gonna get y'all right. If y'all looking for a good dispatching service, dispatching business, dispatching company that ain't gonna take all your money, mess you over on your layovers, and holla at CEDX Logistics. But man, I'ma go. I need to do some reading. Need to do some reading and some meditating, man. Get my mind right. Shout out to my granddaddy. Today his birthday as well. Ellis Taylor II. He passed last summer. But steady repping for the home team. Shout out to the Nine Bar and Lounge. Nine Bar. Out here in Antioch on Bell Road. The business. Kick the good, boy. Y'all better get in there and get in the boom boom room. That's what I call it. The cigar portion, man, the boom boom room. We turned that joint out. Shout out to my boy Big Ray, broke another record for squats a week ago, I think. Man, that boy there, man. That man there. Ooh wee. Crucial. State tournament's coming up this week in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Shout out to all the teams that made that. Shout out to Pearl Cone. I'll catch him later this week. NFL draft coming to Nashville. The BTSC 365 podcast will be in the mix. Just stay tuned. Don't worry about it. Stay tuned. Be patient. You'll see. I'll show you better than I can tell you. But if you want to get at me, as always, get at me on Instagram and Twitter at BTSC_365. Holler at me. Get merch. BTSE365.bigcartel.com. Yeah, we here. SoundCloud, TuneIn, iTunes, WIAN Radio, WIN Radio. Shout out to my good people over there. SEC tournament in Nashville this week. I got Tennessee winning the SEC tournament. I don't care what nobody say. Kentucky, nope. LSU, nope. Tennessee gonna win the SEC tournament this year, man. It's a done deal. Grant Williams, Josh Boone, Admiral Schofield. Get your ish together. It's time to go to work. My Tar Heels, shout out to my Tar Heels, man. You know what I'm saying? We beat the Fluke Blue Devils again. Yes, I know Zion Williamson did not play. But guess what? They got three other first-round picks on that team. Now, he might be the spark to make the engine go, but R.J. Barrett ain't no hoe. And I did not mean to rhyme. It just kind of happened. So, yeah, we swept the season series. If we wouldn't have lost to Virginia, we would have won the ACC tournament. I mean, the ACC regular season outright. But it's cool. We're just going to do it again in the tournament. Now, we're going to win this ACC tournament, and we're probably going to have to go through Duke and beat them a third time. But guess what? Good things come in threes, so we're ready to do that too. Marquise Bolden, one of the centers for Duke, he out for the tournament. Zion Williamson, Slick might not play for Duke again, at least until tournament time. Like, I'm getting the sense that whatever it is, we just going to be real careful with this thing. We're going to Kawhi Leonard this situation and just be like, nah, I'm straight, G, man. This joint's still a little tender right now. Still a little tender. I don't know. It's a little tender right now, bro. It's a little tender. But, yeah, college basketball season, man. It's March Madness. Unfortunately, these kids won't be getting a dime off all this advertising that's going on. And all these people who are going to be watching games and filling out brackets and making money and all that good stuff. But it's the way of the world, man. Can't wait to get some of those former athletes on my show, former D1 athletes, and just people who are around the game that can talk about how pretty much bogus this stuff is, man, how they do these kids and all that. We know what's going on, man. We know. I'm not gonna touch too much on the rest of that, but I'm going to hit with this little R. Kelly situation again because he was in jail again. Child support, but he got out. He paid it. It was like $161,000. The interview didn't make him look good. It just put him out here on memes and, man, sound bites out of this world. I don't care what nobody said. The funniest one though, when he talked about being hog tiger. I don't know how to hog tie people. Why would I hog tie? Like, that was the funniest one, bro. Like, bro, stop it. Quit it. You funny. Quit it. But Harvey Weinstein, I think he goes on trial for something this week for some rape or sexual misconduct or some sick thing he did or whatever. So that's going on. What else, man? Oh! Jay Ski Home, if y'all follow Lil Duval on social media, if y'all a Lil Duval fan, I'm sure y'all have seen this, but Jay Ski did a bid, like what, about 2 years almost? Damn near. I think it was for some child support shit or something. I don't know. Let me not speculate. But Jay Ski back on the streets. Duval gifted him with a fresh ass Bubble Chevy. That's a 96 Impala for those who don't know what I'm talking about. Look like the SS too. One of my favorite cars. For really though. Tiger Woods is hurt again. Neck strain. I don't know why I felt the need to bring that up. No, I don't really like talking a whole lot about Tiger on this show. Because I think the best of Tiger Woods is gone as far as the athlete. But anywho, that's my time, man. I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all be easy. Y'all be safe. Get at me. You can email me at btse365@gmail.com if you got any questions, suggestions, or whatever. And again, you can get at me on Instagram and Twitter at btse_365. The fan page on Facebook, Big Talks Sports and Entertainment. Don't forget the two G's on Big, all right? BTSE 365.